Well, thank you very much, Bruce. Yeah, we're here on the game plan in beautiful downtown Providence, Rhode Island. And first of all, Bob Lucy, we've experienced some interesting weather in our many trips down to Rhode Island. Snow, a sou'easter 16 years ago that led to one of the strangest games in history. But this might be the most unexpected. Sunshine and 75 degrees, the expected temperature for tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful. I'm looking forward to short sleeves and lots of sunshine tomorrow.
Yeah, we had a great trip down, despite the crazy traffic down here in the Providence area. But we're geared up for a very interesting game tomorrow and an important one, especially for these Rhode Island Rams who are fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive. Those hopes were dealt a bit of a blow last week when they lost to William & Mary 31-30 in an interesting decision by Coach Jim Fleming.
Yeah, they decided to go for two after they drove down and got a touchdown, and they were sacked, the quarterback was, as he tried to work out of the pocket right to left. So they lost that game 31-30. That gave them their second CAA loss. They're 3-2 now in the CAA and can't afford, I don't think, to lose any more games if they're going to go postseason.
No, especially with New Hampshire on their schedule next week. So it's a big one for them, and this series has been very one-sided. As a matter of fact, you have to go back to that game in the monsoon in 06 for the last time Rhode Island beat the Black Bears.
Yeah, Maine has won 14 straight games in this series and 19 of the last 20 games. They've really dominated this series for years.
Now, for the Black Bears last week, a familiar story this season. They dug themselves an early hole, down 21-0 to Richmond in the first quarter. The last three quarters, Maine outplayed and outscored the Spiders in that one, but it was a little too much to overcome. Maine had it within seven in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't get over that hump, and the Black Bears dropped to 2-6 overall, 2-3 in the conference. There were some good signs there, but what's been a factor throughout this season for Maine is the inability to string together four strong quarters in a row.
Yeah, and Maine needs to get off to a good start tomorrow, Rich. I really believe that. When you look at what's happened over the last 11 games, Maine's only averaging 3.1 points per game over those last 11 games in the first quarter. So Maine needs to get off to a good start, much as they did a year ago against Rhode Island when they beat them 45-24. They were leading 14-3 after the first quarter, 24-3 at halftime. And that's the kind of start that they need tomorrow if they're going to get a win.
And surprisingly this season, Maine has only scored first, am I right, in one of their games this year?
Indeed. Their opponents have scored first in seven of the eight games. It was only at BC where Maine drove down and kicked a field goal where they scored first this year.
And the other story that's been ongoing for the Black Bears, not just this season, but in recent years, is the inability to score in the fourth quarter. Now, they fixed that last week and scored a couple of times. But if you're going to be a consistent winner, you need to start strong and finish strong.
Yeah, absolutely. They've struggled in that fourth quarter, Rich. And they've got to be able to play, as you said, four quarters of high-level football. No offensive sputtering, no situations defensively where you're giving up the big plays. They've got to be sound, and they've got to find some ways tomorrow to create their own big plays with guys like Xavier Scott and Freddie Brock. They've got to be able to make some plays.
Well, let's start with Maine's offense. First of all, dealt a big blow in losing their top receiver, a great guy and a key to this team's success, who was playing his best football yet as a Black Bear, Sean Bowman.
Yeah, he was having a great season, Rich. 31 receptions for 377 yards and five touchdowns. But he was so much more than just a receiver. He was a blocker, and he was able to spring people into space with good blocks from that tight end position. And he was a great leader. So really sorry that he had the injury and he's out for the rest of the year. But they do have Rohan Jones. And Rohan Jones has got a lot of potential, I think. He started out as a wide receiver, but when Maine had a couple of injuries in preseason to tight ends, he went to that tight end position and has been playing with two tight end sets and rotating in a little bit with Sean Bowman. I think he's got all kinds of athletic ability. He's 6'2", 218 pounds. He's a true freshman from Montreal, Quebec. He hasn't played a lot this year, five receptions for 39 yards, three rushes for 2 yards. But he is a guy that can use his size, and he's got his speed that can get him down the field. He's very fast, and he's very strong. He squats 500 pounds. So I look forward to seeing what he might do. And will Maine put him out in the slot or put him out in some wide receiver sets?
Well, Maine doesn't have to look too far to find the formula to be successful against Rhode Island. They need only look at what they did last year against the Rams or look at what William and Mary did last week.
Absolutely, Rich, in both cases. Let's start with Maine's game last year. Maine had 264 yards rushing and 264 yards passing. Can't get more balanced than that. They took the game to the ground early. They got a 14-3 lead, as I mentioned, after the first quarter, 24-3 at half. They chewed up a lot of time of possession, nearly 37 minutes in time of possession. They won the battle on third down, another important thing tomorrow. Rhode Island was 2 of 12 on third down conversions. And that's what Maine needs to do. They need to get out of the gate growling. They need to make sure that they get some points on the board, establish a physical presence, build confidence, and take away their offensive possessions and control the clock.
And both teams have a lot of the same guys they had last year, and so we know the formula will work, and William and Mary proved it last week by rushing for over 300 yards.
Yeah, they had 314 yards on the ground, Rich, and that is really something I think that Maine needs to look at and think about how they can create opportunities for their running backs to spring into space and make big plays on the ground.
Every week we hear that the team wants to establish the run. Well, to establish the run, one must establish the run. I know that sounds a bit obtuse, but here's the story. We were looking at the numbers on the ride down. Maine's top two running backs, Elijah Barnwell and Freddie Brock, are averaging a combined 16.5 rushing attempts per game. All that when we know the key to Black Bear's success is running the ball 35 times a game. When they've done that through the years, they've been very successful. And so what Maine, we think, has to do tomorrow, Bob, is keep running the ball. Even if they don't achieve success early on, don't give up on it.
No, because they need that offensive balance. It makes their passing game better. It sets up the play action, and they need to establish that physical presence to control the clock in the game. And when I think of this team, I think of running the ball, using your play action pass off that run game, and really taking it to the other team from a physical standpoint. And I think Maine has the people that can do that. And I think they need to get that ground game going. Freddie Brock had a great game against Rhode Island last year. Elijah Barnwell played well, and they have the ability to do the same thing this year. But it has to start from the get-go, and as you said, they've got to stick with it. If they get stuffed on a couple of plays, keep going with it and keep trying to get that ground game going. In the two wins this year, they've averaged 40 carries for 205 yards rushing, and that's the formula again tomorrow.
Elijah Barnwell's their leading ball carrier. He's averaging 10 carries a game. I can't imagine there's another team in the CAA, maybe not in all of college football, whose leading rusher only carries the ball 10 times a game. And another guy that is underused is Xavier Scott. He's as big an offensive weapon as Joe Fagnano has at his disposal, but Xavier Scott getting less than 7 touches per game this year.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of ability because he's not only big at 6'1", 221 pounds, but he's very fast and he plays with great heart and desire. And when I think of what he did last week on that jet sweep, made a tremendous run for a touchdown. And when you look at his carries, Rich, he's got 16 rushes for 159 yards, averaging almost 10 yards per carry.
That might be a guy you want to get the ball to a bit more often. Now, defensively, the Bears will have their work cut out for them. This Rhode Island offense has been a little more productive than we're accustomed to this year. They've got a veteran quarterback in Kasim Hill, who has played at a couple of places, transferred from both Tennessee and Maryland. He's been pretty successful, although he has turned the ball over a lot with 7 interceptions on the season. But most of all, they have got a very impressive running back in Marcus DeShields, a St. Francis transfer.
Yeah, he's playing real well, Rich. He's the last 4 games, he's had over 100 yards rushing. You know, he's a guy that's played a lot of football at St. Francis, and he's a guy that can break tackles, but he's got good speed. 5'9", 200-pound senior. Also, Jalen Smith has done a nice job for them. He's got 265 yards rushing this year and three touchdowns. And he's, again, 5'10", 205-pounder. So these are guys that can run with speed. They got the size to break tackles. And they're playmakers. They can catch the ball on bubble screens outside. So Maine's going to have to be very wary of both of those two. And they got to tackle well. They got to tackle with their chest and shoulder, wrap the arms, drive the legs, all those things technique-wise. And they're going to have to keep an eye on the quarterback, Kasim Hill, because he can hurt you with his arm, but also with his feet. He's a guy that has 79 rushes for 186 yards and four touchdowns. He's a former Washington, D.C. Gatorade Player of the Year, a four-star recruit coming out of high school, wound up at Maryland and Tennessee, as you said, before he transferred to Rhode Island. He's a big guy, Rich, 6'2", 234 pounds, so he can break tackles, and he's not afraid to run.
They've also got some pretty good receivers, and a couple, this seems to be the pattern for Rhode Island. They always get these tall receivers, including one who's got a pretty good pedigree. His dad played in the National Football League.
Yes. Well, one of their receivers, Ed Lee, he's a shorter one, 5'9", 185 pounds. He's got 35 receptions for 570 yards and three TDs. His dad played for the Detroit Lions from 1981 to 1984. A couple of guys that have good size, Katero Summers, 6'3", 213 pounds. He has 32 receptions for 555 yards and four touchdowns. And Darius Savage, 6'3", 215. He's got 15 receptions for about 200 yards and one TD. So they've got guys that are going to win those 50-50 balls and also guys that have the speed and quickness to catch the ball on the run and take it to the house.
Last year, Kasim Hill was really bottled up by Maine's defense. He wasn't much of a factor. What can Maine's D take from that performance a year ago?
Well, I think they've got to, when they rush, Rich, they've got to stay in their lanes. They've got to contain him, and they can't allow him to climb that pocket. And I think the other thing is Maine needs to be really good against the run, put him into the predictable passing situations on third down and turn the heat up on him and try to force some mistakes. He's got 14 touchdown passes, but seven interceptions this year.
Now, the Black Bears aren't going to the postseason. They can't have a winning season, but they've still got plenty to play for, a winning record in the conference, and if they could run the table and go 5-3 in the CAA, there are a lot of positives in having that kind of a record. Of course, down the road, a chance to take home the Bryce Cowell Musket, but perhaps most importantly, it's a chance to maintain dominance over their rivals in the northern part of the CAA.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this Rhode Island team, like we said, Maine has owned them over the last 14 years. They've gotten victories, 19 of the last 20 games. Albany, Maine's done very well against Albany. They've got seven straight wins against Albany, including six, I believe, at Albany. So New Hampshire, again, they got the Musket back last year. They want to play well. They want to finish strong headed into the offseason. And they have the opportunity. They have the opportunity to do it, Rich. They've played six FCS games this year. Five of those six games have been decided by 10 points or less. So they've been in these games. It's a matter of making the plays at crunch time to get the win.
All right. It should be interesting. It always is when the Black Bears play Rhode Island. It's a 1 o'clock start tomorrow afternoon for the Black Bears and the Rams. That'll wrap up the game plan from here in Providence, Rhode Island. Now back to Bruce and Carrie.